What's going on, everybody? It's Johnny Wrestling. I've been away for a little while. Haven't been doing my podcast, haven't been doing my YouTube channel, but today I'm bringing them together. I'm recording at the same time my podcast, making this YouTube video. And so if you're on YouTube, thank you for watching. I appreciate it. If you listen on Amazon Music, on the Johnny Wrestling podcast, totally appreciate you. But today we need to talk about Rhea Ripley, her injury, and also who is the legitimate contender to fill her spot for the Raw Women's Championship. I was talking with a good wrestling buddy, a good friend. He's not just a wrestling buddy, a good buddy named Mark. And we both kind of agreed that there's not a lot of people who I think are ready to take the mantle who are on the Raw roster. There's not a lot of wrestlers that could step in to fulfill Rhea Ripley's role. Unlike SmackDown, I think SmackDown is loaded with women's wrestlers who could easily step in, who could be a champion. And I think the WWE is going to be helped out because this Friday, April 26th, there's the draft. So I think a couple wrestlers are going to come over from SmackDown onto Raw and really continue the legacy of Rhea Ripley's title. But let's pause for a moment. Let's just look at the rosters the way they are. What female superstars, female wrestlers are actual contenders? There's a lot of pretenders on the Raw roster. What female wrestlers could actually take the title and actually run with it? I mean, so I nerded out on this. I actually started looking at records because it might surprise you to hear the 2024 win-loss records for some of these wrestlers. Some of them are just atrocious. But before we get into that, let's talk about who the pretenders are. Who are the wrestlers that do not deserve this title, should not have a chance at it? Let's get into it. The first on my list, and I got my blue book here next to me, Candice LeRae. She's not. Chelsea Green, Katana Chance, Nikki Cross, Kayden Carter, Maxine Dupree, Natalya, and my least favorite wrestler, Piper Nevins. Those are the athletes. No way. Can't put the title on them. It would completely lower the standards of this title. But then I got some wrestlers who I think are contenders for whatever reason. And I'll give you a reason why I put them on my contender list. The first, Raquel Rodriguez. She is just an anomaly. She's a huge wrestler. I think having more size automatically makes you a title contender. Now, if you look at her record in 2024, she is 2-1. Her best singles win was all the way back in October. Sadly, she hasn't been wrestling a ton. She beat Bayley on the 21st of October, but she's had some really bad losses, including on the 19th of February. She lost a three-way title contention. So, you know what? Because of her size and her athleticism, I think she will be a champion. But I don't know if she's there quite yet. But I do think she's a contender. Shayna Baszler, I think, is a contender. The MMA background, I think, automatically makes her contender. Unfortunately, in 2024, she is 10-18. She's 10-18, 10 wins, 18 losses. And I just don't see them putting the strap on her. For whatever reason, she was a monster in NXT, but then she got up to the main roster and she's been a complete dud. So I think she could wear the title because, again, she has some MMA background. I think her style is really interesting. You know, the way she approaches the match is more like a fight, I think, is great. But again, in 2024, her record is 10-18. And I know you might be thinking, John, records don't matter. But I think they do. I think when you are picking a new champion, if someone has just laid a turd for the entire year and you put the strap on them, I think it just brings down the title, especially with Rhea Ripley, how she has been so dominant for so long. I do think you need a really strong champion. Otherwise, everyone's just going to watch SmackDown. They're going to watch Bayley and see what Bayley does with that title. My next person that I thought, and again, this is purely on her size and her heel, her heel turn, Nia Jax. Now in 2024, she has 9 wins and 11 losses. She did beat Becky Lynch. The very first day of January of 2024, she beat Becky Lynch, not by DQ, but an actual win. Now, she did lose March 18th. She lost to Becky Lynch. So, you know, what do you do there? But again, she is 9-11. I don't know if that's good enough to put the title on. Because again, Rhea was such a dominant champion. If Rhea wasn't a dominant champion, then I don't think you have to worry about who you pick. But to follow Rhea, you got to pick a strong contender. The next one, Liv Morgan. I say Liv Morgan because she cost Rhea Ripley the title. And I think storyline and having Rhea do her rehab, which I don't know how officially long she's going to be out. I'm guessing it's going to be lengthy, at least 9 months, maybe a year. I think that makes a beautiful storyline. And if you have Liv kind of winning the championship, but then she just kind of squeaks by and you continue to build in the storyline of Rhea's coming back, that could be an interesting storyline. The problem is Liv Morgan this year alone has 1 win and 5 losses. Now she's been battling injury. I understand that. But again, you can't lose as much as Liv does and then get a title match. This one might surprise you. My next one is Ivy Niles. I just think she has a good look. I think she just has a good look. I think she's been underutilized. I think more of the fighting style is what you look for in a champion. Then I looked at her record in 2024. She is 3-13. So again, is wins and losses the most important thing? No, it's not. But I do think it matters. I do think it matters. How are we building the superstar? Ivy Niles looks like just a genetic freak. But again, she's just not winning. The last one, Becky Lynch. I think we'd all agree Becky Lynch is always a title contender with her history, who she is. This is what's hard for me with Becky Lynch is even though she has 20 wins this year with only 4 losses, she did lose to Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. And WrestleMania is isn't that far away. I think you kind of dirty the title if you put the title on Becky Lynch. You're basically saying, it's a second-rate title. Same way when they put the title on Asuka, when Becky Lynch had to give up the title because she was pregnant, and they were like, well, here we go, we're just going to give it to Asuka. It didn't really do anything for Asuka. It didn't really build Asuka up. It wasn't a decision. I was like, oh, yeah, like that like, are we just giving participation trophies? I mean, Asuka had lost to Becky Lynch. So I could see a small title holder, you know, someone wins the title, they put the strap on someone, and then quickly Becky Lynch wins the title. I'd be okay with that. But I just don't think you can put the title on Becky Lynch, you know, right away. I just don't think that's the right move for the title. Now let's look at what's coming up with pay-per-views. On May 4th, we have Backlash. That is in France. Then we have the King and the Queen of the Ring. May 25th, in Saudi Arabia. Clash of the Castle in Scotland on June 15th. Money in the Bank on July 6th, which if there is no women's champion, it would be interesting to see how they would do that. Who would, you know, could they say it, you know, the winner, the women's winner becomes the Raw champion. But what I would love to see, them build a tournament that goes all the way to SummerSlam. Let's take some time and build these athletes. Because now let's look at the SmackDown individuals and who could be coming over to Raw. Again, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but these are some athletes that I think would be great title contenders and would be awesome on Raw. And if we took time to build the storyline of, you know, crowning a champion at SummerSlam, which would be awesome, you could just make these women look like heroes. So the first, Asuka. Asuka's always a title contender. She's had a great run. I think her style works well. Recently, in 2024, she has 8 wins and 16 losses. But it's been on the other show. So I think there could be a little forgiveness. Asuka was a great champion before. I think you could put the strap on her. In that case, I think she could be a short-term title champion. You know, she could have a short reign and then have Becky Lynch come in and win it. So, yeah, I think Asuka would be a great transitional champion. I would not put her as a long-term champion. The second, Bianca Belair. Come on, y'all. Bianca Belair is 23-2 in 2024. She's got a great win-loss record. I would love to see her get the title. So I could see them bringing Bianca Belair over, because think about it. I mean, you could have Bianca Belair, you could have Becky Lynch going for the title. And then the next person that I would bring over is Jade Cargill. Imagine. I just think Jade is a super, super human. She is 4-1 in the WWE. She's done very, very well in AEW. The shirt I'm wearing today, if you're watching me on the Johnny Wrestling YouTube channel. But imagine the storyline that we could build with Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, and Jade Cargill. And if you had a tournament that lasted a couple months and the culminating match was at SummerSlam, I mean, how do you decide who wins that? I think that would be absolutely awesome. Another wrestler that we got to talk about who's been injured for a long time is Charlotte Flair. I mean, she's technically on the SmackDown roster. In December 8th, I believe, she tore her MCL, ACL, and meniscus. That's normally a 9-month rehab. Again, these athletes are super freaks, and so it may not take her 9 months. I just don't think she's ready right now to wrestle, but I could see them bringing Charlotte Flair over. I also think Charlotte and Bayley. Charlotte and Bayley could be awesome. So some ways maybe you want to keep Charlotte over on SmackDown and have her and Bayley go at it. I do think Io Sky is going to go back at Bayley. I think that's going to be a rivalry for a little while. But again, we're not making that video right now. The only other free agent that I could see, she's not on the show, Carmella. We have not seen Carmella in a long time. I think she would be great. I also, you could probably throw in Tiffany Stratton for the championship. I think she's going to stay on SmackDown. So she's a title contender, but just not right now, because I think she's going to stay on SmackDown. So let's sum this up real quickly. If I was Triple H, I would send Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill over to Raw. I think you need to reinforce the women's Raw roster. I think right now there's just so many wrestlers that are really modified jobbers. I mean, Chelsea Green, you're not going to put the strap on her. So maybe you have Shayna Baszler do well in the tournament, but I would just have it be between Becky Lynch, who would probably isn't going to win it, Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair. Make it a wrestling style tournament, you know, a king or queen of the ring type of tournament, and let it go throughout all of summer. Let the culminating match be at SummerSlam or even Money in the Bank. That would be absolutely awesome. I just think you need time after Rhea's amazing run to build this championship back up to what Rhea has. And if you put it on someone that doesn't deserve it, it's just going to tear it down. It's going to make it less important. But those are my thoughts. What do y'all think? Leave me a comment. Head on over to Amazon Music to subscribe to Johnny Wrestling Podcast. I promise I'm going to be putting more videos out. We got the draft on Friday. I'm going to tell you what superstars from NXT need to be coming up to the main roster, and also maybe some of the main roster athletes, wrestlers that need to go down to NXT, rebuild themselves. So that's my thought, and I'll make an official prediction. I'm not going to make an official prediction. I don't know who's going to win the Raw Women's Championship, but I'm looking forward to seeing the process. So anyway, y'all, I thank you for being you. Thank you for joining me on YouTube as well as Amazon Music, and we will talk real soon. Take good care.